Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning on this wonderful, beautiful Tuesday, July 27th morning. And hey, we got a little reprieve from the heat down here in Rocky Mount, North Carolina today. This morning with my grandson Isaiah, who just again gave me that warm introduction and practiced our tennis lessons. But it was a little cooler this morning than the other day. We got to a smoking 110 the other day, and it was so much cooler this morning, and it's still temperature is just starting to crack into the low 80s and high 70s, so we glad for the reprieve. Hey, today's show is Tuesday, and we're so excited to be able to have Regina Christian back with us on with Mentoring for Free, and we're going to dive right in to that program. This is pre-recorded with Regina, and so if you got any questions or things like that, basically you can email them to us, and I'll go over all of that after we listen to the segment that I recorded with Regina. So sit back and let Regina Christian share with us some concepts from Mentoring for Free. Okay, and we're excited to be able to have Miss Regina Christian with us today to share with us some concepts for Mentoring for Free, and she has a hot concept I want to be able to share today called 30-Day Mental Cleanse. Regina, what is a 30-day mental cleanse, and why is that something that people, that's important to people or should be important to people, or why people should focus on mentally cleansing themselves and taking a 30-day period to do that to help them with their home-based business, network marketing business?
Well, thank you, Baba Jahi. And first off, I can just want to mention that I can really only discuss how the 30-day mental cleanse has helped me. We are actually going through, my husband and I, a 30-day cleanse right now. We're about halfway through it this weekend, and it's probably the third time that I've actively done it. So I'll just kind of talk about how it's helped me, and perhaps the listeners will be able to benefit from part or all of what I've experienced. But like right now, as of today, the television has not been on in our house since the World Cup soccer final. It won't come on again till the NFL Hall of Fame game, August 8th. So we like to schedule our cleanses around major sporting events, if you can't tell. I can't remember the last time the radio has been on in the car, and usually I don't need to do, like, the formal mental cleanse for that. It's pretty easy for me to just kind of get in the car and pop in a personal development CD. I do miss the Michael Basin show and the Steve Harvey show. I do try to have some work-life balance while I'm building my network marketing business. And, those shows that I do like to listen to, they often have beneficial information featured that has even helped me at times, but for the most part, they have not helped me build my business. So we do focus on keeping the car full of personal development CDs to keep us from listening to the radio. We do listen to music. We just do it through CDs and iPods. You don't really need the commercials. You don't need to hear who got shot last night. The benefits of the music itself without the distraction of the radio. A lot of people might hesitate to give up TV, radio, newspapers, stock reports, video games, gossiping, listening to negative people, saying negative things about other people for 30 days. But, you know, what would people get in return for that sacrifice, for some of those habits that may not be the best for them? For us, we've actually gained more time. Very committed to reading, you know, my 10 pages a day or 10 to 30 minutes a day of personal development. But I found that it's difficult to find that time when the TV is on when I come home from work. Now that it's been off, I have all kinds of time to read. I'm caught up on reading, so caught up I might have to buy more books before this cleanse is over. We found more time with each other. Our schedules are really busy. You know, we're working full-time while we're building our part-time business. And so at the end of the day, with the 2 to 3 hours that we have together before going to bed, it isn't really quality time if, you know, one person is in front of the television while the other is reading or training or building the business. But now, you know, with the TV off for 2 weeks, we have more time to talk to each other. We have more time to read. We'll be reading different books, but often in the same space and at the same time. So even that is, you know, beneficial to our marriage. We don't have kids right now, not yet, but you know, just think about how much more quality time people could spend with those closest to them if they could resist that reflex of turning on the TV when everyone is at home. So that's my experience. Do you have any questions for me on that, Baba Jahi?
Yeah, I mean, I do different types of cleanses, and I mean, this is one always been one that's fascinated me as far as, you know, business development. I mean, I've done where I've had times where I'll eat raw. Eating raw, for those people that mean, that does not mean eating raw chicken and something like that, but like, you know, eating like carrots and you know, eating foods where you don't have to cook them, like, you know, your tomatoes, carrots, other stuff, and you know, you get tremendous benefits from, you know, cleansing the body in terms of, you know, a dietary piece. And so when, you know, you say a 30-day mental cleanse, you know, I'm focusing and I'm just trying to imagine how has it sharpened your thinking ability? Because again, as you were saying, you know, when we're building a business, and it's very easy to get sidetracked with thoughts that seem as though they come from nowhere, but they come from the things that you're in tune to, and so when you block out, you know, television, radio, and it just so happens that here for us at our house, we didn't buy one of those little boxes that, you know, when it came out and changed the TV mode. So like, it's like my grandson here's visiting now, and he says, "The TV don't work." No, the TV works. So we only can watch DVDs, and we got a VCR and video. So I can't watch TV if I want. At first, it was kind of hard for me because I'm a big sports buff. But then years ago, when I first got involved in business development, and this goes way, way back, was a mentor. He used to force us to meet on Monday nights. And back then, that's when Monday Night Football was big. I'll tell you how long ago that was. That's when Tony Dorsett was playing. But, you know, he used to tease us saying that Dorsett and the other people, they're making their money. He says, you know, pop in a tape, record it, come to the meeting. He says, you can go back home and watch it on the tape. He says, but you need to make your money. And so I'm just, you know, you say you see the benefits from doing this. How does it sharpen your thinking ability or your decision-making ability? Do you find yourself making decisions quicker, faster, keying in on key points of your business? Because sometimes, you know, we'll put off things. What I mean by put off things, that one more person we could call in terms of a prospect, but, you know, TV program comes on and catches our attention, and I'll call them tomorrow. And, you know, it's to me, it's always important in building your business not to put off what you can do today to tomorrow. So just share with, you know, some of the benefits you've seen from your sharpening your wit and your thinking ability.
Well, right, like you mentioned, how, you know, people might do a raw food diet or some other type of dietary detox or cleanse to kind of rid their bodies of the negative effects of the not-so-good foods they eat. When you take away those often negative influences that are very much portrayed through the media, when you just kind of filter that out, now your mind is more open to more positive things. If you're filling up that time with personal development, CDs, and books, then now your mind is actually taking in positive information without having to compete with the negative information. A lot of it is still going to be there, but without that constant bombardment that we're used to, I found that I have more time to think. Like sometimes you just kind of need to think and just try to figure out what do I need to do, what's been holding me back, what do I need to be more committed to. I found myself getting more creative, generating ideas that, you know, I might not have had before. I'll be sharpening ideas that I have had but couldn't really Now, sometimes you might have an idea, but you have to kind of, you know, untangle it a bit. So just, you know, having that extra time without the negative influences just tends to kind of open the mind up to more beneficial possibilities that have helped me generate ideas for my business.
Okay, so... And just like when we was talking about, like, you know, the raw diet or people fasting or whatever, what, how do you start your 30-day mental cleanse? I mean, do you have a chart or something that you write out, you know, what you plan to accomplish each day or whatever? Give us your routine when you go on a 30-day mental cleanse. I mean, you know, and at times, you know, I've talked to other people who said, you know, they use this technique when there's a contest or something that they're competing for, or they're blitzing, or, you know, maybe they need to get five more people in their business, push their business to another level, and so they go on a 30-day mental cleanse. Sort of give us a walkthrough of, you know, you say you read and you listen to CDs, but do you sort of like chart, you know, what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, and you know, and how you're going to do it?
Well, my goals are the same whether, you know, I'm watching television or not. There are, you know, the 10 levels in my company that I want to achieve, and there's a plan that I have on how to achieve that, and I break that down in my calendar. So let's say I go to a networking event, I meet new people, want to give them follow-up calls, schedule one-on-ones with them. That's my routine year-round. It's just, you know, as I'm doing the mental cleanse, I just kind of find that, you know, there are other ideas that just kind of, you know, pop up, for lack of a better phrase, you know, than I would have if, you know, if I wasn't doing the mental cleanse. So, you know, the goals that I have and the steps that I take to achieve them, those are pretty much there all the time. I don't really have a goal for what to accomplish at the end of my cleanse, because, you know, the goals were already there. I'm just taking the time to just kind of have, you know, more reflection, focus more on just letting all of my creative faculties generate new ideas on how to do my routine better.
Okay. So you say you're in it halfway through one right now, and what books are you reading right now?
I was reading Business of the 21st Century When We Started. was reading The Slight Edge when we started, have since started and finished Business of the 21st Century, and now I am reading Beach Money. And the next.
That is a powerful one. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Beach Money, I should be done very soon, and I'll be reading Lynchpin once I'm done with Beach Money.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Slight Edge is a powerful one, too. We have a book called Success for Teens that is based on a Slight Edge, and, you know, it takes young people that we work with. Introducing them to, you know, personal development books. And, you know, when we mentioned to them, you know, also the 30-day mental cleanse is that they look like, you know, 30 days, no TV, no radio, no, I mean, you know, you have young people listen to certain radio stations, says, you got to be joking. But, you know, the thing is just getting people to see how to sharpen their skills. And, you know, I was reading an interesting thing the other day with Dwayne Wade talking about Juwan Howard coming to Miami, and how when Dwayne Wade shows us up at the gym at 9, Juwan Howard, you know, who's a vet and been playing NBA basketball for over 17 years, he's leaving the gym. He said that's what he appreciated about the veteran leadership, is that even though he's older, you know, and they're younger, him and LeBron and them, he says, but here, this guy, he came in early in the morning and did his workout and other things. So, I mean, so it's the same with, you know, building a business and a network marketing. If you have a team to lead, it's important that, you know, you sharpen your skills, because, you know, your team is the most important, you know, aspect of building our businesses. Mark Yarnell says we get paid to do two things. That is to find new business associates and to move products. He said that's what the pros get paid on. He said amateurs don't get paid because they do a bunch of other things that do not lead to those two things, and then learn how to duplicate it. So, I mean, interesting you mentioned those books, because, you know, I'm an avid reader, and, I mean, each one of those books was also on Mark Yarnell's reading list. So, especially Beach Money. He has a piece he does called The Beach or the Soup Line, but he really talks heavy about reading Beach Money. So, I mean, that's great, you know, in terms of the reading. And out of the Slight Edge, what did you, as we wrap up this segment, what was it, some of the main points that you got out of the Slight Edge that you plan on applying to your business?
Well, this was my second time reading The Slight Edge, and this last time reading it, there was a section, it was towards the end of the book, and it talked about how until someone is really committed, you know, once you become committed, all of the things that you need to get to that goal, that's when they start coming to you. And until someone is fully committed to achieving that goal, it'll just seem like things are falling short. And so when I read that paragraph, I realized maybe I wasn't as committed as I thought I was, and that I just really, you know, if I found myself just not wanting to make phone calls, not wanting to do the things that I knew I needed to do but knew that I could put off, just, you know, kind of, you know, take a few minutes and just kind of reflect on, am I really committed to this? Do I really want to retire from this job soon? And I think that part of the book, this second time around, is what has most helped me. I have found myself making those phone calls even when I don't want to, you know, making the confirmation phone calls if there's a one-on-one schedule with someone. So I think since reading that part of the book and then finishing it soon after, and, you know, kind of coming into the cleanse as I was reading that, that's probably what has most recently benefited me.
Okay, okay. Hey, listen, Nordis, we want to thank Regina for being on today and sharing with us 30-day mental cleanse and why it's important to just take a time out and take a break, refocus, because again, when you work for yourself, as my cousin, who's also my attorney, said, you know, the most difficult thing is managing yourself. And you know, he always used to tell me, he would talk to my students in my program, he's always told me, he says, you know, I got a very, very rough boss. And they would say, you got a boss? He said, yeah, myself. He says, and I have to be hard on myself. He said, because if I don't force myself to do what I need to do, it won't get done. So, yes, you know, taking a time out to do a cleanse mentally to help us refocus is so important. Hey, Virginia, we want to thank you, and we look forward to having you back on. Some more powerful information for Mentoring for Free. And would you please give the listening audience your contact information so that they can get mentored for free?
They can reach us at 708-612-7037. Again, that's 708-612-7037. Or they can email us at Regina Ann Robert, that's REGINAANDROBERT at gmail.com.
Okay, hey, thank you so much, and you have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too, Baba Yahi.
Okay, we just finished listening to Regina Christian from Mentoring for Free on the 30-Day Mental Cleanse. Hey, people, yeah, you want to blitz, you want to compete for a contest, or you just want to get refocused on your business, take the time and get yourself organized and do a 30-Day Mental Cleanse. Hey, I'm going to take a station break right here and tell you a little bit about who we are. This is Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're also part of Black Talk Radio Network, and we're seeking friends of Black Talk Radio. Hey, sit back, listen to this short commercial, and I'll be right back to wrap up today's show.
The Black Talk Radio Network is a collaboration between the Black Talk Media Project and its media partners to produce online radio programming that deals with news and information related to the black community. A lot of work is being put into creating an independent black network, but in order to fulfill our vision, we need your financial support. For just $12 a year, you can contribute to making this vision a reality. Become one of the friends of Black Talk Radio today and help build the future of independent grassroots black radio.
Once again, this is Baba Jahi here with you on this Tuesday morning. And on Tuesday mornings, we have our segment with Miss Regina Christian on Mentoring for Free. And next Tuesday, she'll be back with another segment on Mentoring for Free, where she'll be talking about being all in. I won't go into the topic, because if I do, then it'd be no sense in having a show next week. But that's our topic and theme for next week. It's called Being All In. And again, you know, Ms. Christian gave out her contact information. I would advise you to definitely get in touch with her. It's a great organization, and they do actually really mentor people for free. Okay, hey, a couple things we need to focus on as we're building our home-based business. And I said again, you know, today Regina shared with us the importance of doing a mental cleanse and getting our mind right. And, you know, when you do that, there's a couple things I'm going to share with you that you want to add to helping your business prosper. One of the things that you need to do is 2 hours every day. Now, I'm going to say, you know, Monday through Friday. I'm going to give you Saturday and Sunday off. But 2 hours every day, for solid 2 hours, you need to talk to people about your business. Mark Yarnell goes so far to say that if you do 2 hours a day of talking to people about your business, it's every day consistently, is that ultimately you can get to the point where you can cash flow $100,000 a year. He believes you can do that within an 18 to 24-month period if you spend 2 hours consistently every day talking to people about your business, what you do. Now, yeah, everyone's not going to be interested, but see, some people, you know, you have a business, especially here in network marketing, How many people do you talk to a week? You know, in the course of 2 hours a day, you could meet and talk to well over 20, 30 people. You talk to 30 people a day times 5 days a week. That's 150 people. That's 150 new prospects. Again, no, all of them are not going to do something with you, but the numbers will work for you. So you want to spend 2 hours a day talking to people. And as you get those prospects, you want to then spend at least another 1 hour a day on the telephone, minimum 1 hour on the telephone, calling those people up. The fortune is in the follow-up. You know, you get a prospect, you want to be able to follow up. The fortune is in the follow-up, people. You want to be able to follow up. So those are two powerful things that you should focus on concerning your business. One is spending 2 hours a day, and I'm saying you can do it 7 days a week, or, hey, do it Monday through Friday. Take Saturday and Sunday off. And spend 2 hours every day getting out, 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 and talking to people. When he says talk to people, he's talking about belly to belly. What do you mean belly to belly? A live human being, not over the phone, not a text, not an email. You know, don't get lost. The technology is great, but it still all boils down to personal relationships. You can use technology to do some things, but ultimately you got to be able to get belly to belly with people. It's just like I tell people in terms of if you're a doctor, you can get prescriptions online, but you got to heal in person. See, you know, you wouldn't want a doctor that's going to try to do surgery on you via the internet, you know, guiding you on where to make the incision at. No, that wouldn't work. You know, so I'm saying, but you can get prescriptions online. But ultimately, you know, to help, you got to be belly to belly with that person. So, you know, it's important that 2 hours a day that you actually talk to people face to face. And that'll help you also get over rejection and fear of talking to people. And then you spend an hour on the phone doing follow-up with the people you talk with from the day before. Okay, we're wrapping up this Tuesday morning segment, and I want to bring up and share with you what we got on tap for the rest of the week. As you know, Thursday night we have Mall Call. Yeah, Mall Call Thursday night. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that also, because what we do on Mall Call is we give away free shopping malls. Free shopping malls that allow people to get cash back. The Mall Call is also part of our outreach for our nonprofit. And I want to read something to you here real quick. Our 501c3 nonprofit Youth and Development Family Corporation, which is called Movements Unlimited, needs your support. We're raising money to assist with the work to help with the problem of delinquency prevention and gang prevention in the city of Rocky Mount, North Carolina. We are not asking you for cash or money. We have a unique fundraiser. We are asking our friends and supporters to let us bless them with a free shopping mall where you get cash back and our organization receives donations from your shopping. How it works, and it saves you time and money, forget about those long Saturdays of running to this store for one thing and another store for something else. Now you can shop from the comfort of your own home from over 700 of your favorite stores online, such as Walmart, Macy's, Target, Old Navy, Circuit City, Sears, GameStop, and many other stores. Click through different stores, find a product you want, and earn cash back on many of your purchases. Plus, search for deals such as free shipping, coupons, or instant savings. Simply go to www.zamzoo.com/movementsunlimited, and at the top of the page, click New to ZamZoo, Start Here. Create a free account profile and log into your new ZamZoo account and start saving time and money. For more information, contact us at 252-977-6834, or you may email us at Baba, B-A-B-A, Jahi, J-A-H-I, at SouthernLink, S-U-D-D-E-N-L-I-N-K.net. All this information is on our Home Based Business 101 homepage. And if you want to learn more about Movements Unlimited and the community work that we do, just go to www.movementsunlimited.com. Movementsunlimited.com. And, hey, we want to thank you for tuning in this week. And make sure you tune back in for Thursday night for Mall Call. And also Friday, we will have Jasari's Love Show back on with Mama Jahi, who will be sharing information about being in business for yourself from a woman's perspective. Until next time, hey, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure. God bless you, and take care.
Hope you enjoyed this Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.